Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, one of the interviews I've enjoyed doing over the last few months is what we call Pastor Links, where we've been talking to pastors and priests around the country about how their congregations are adjusting to the COVID-19 crisis. So with churches reopening this week, it's great to have a Pastor Link this morning with our old friend, Gary McDowell, minister at Greystones Presbyterian. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. Don't go, Roland. Don't go. I'm starting.
I'd say you'll probably only be gone for a couple of weeks. So, Gary, listen, how are you getting on? What's this week like for you, being the big kind of reopening, as it were?
Yeah, well, that's right. It's more confusing than whenever it was lockdown.
Yeah.
At least you got to speed up what you were doing. All of a sudden, our world has been shaken, and we're thinking, how do we get back to church again, or how do we do church in the way we used to? Truth is, we won't do that. So yeah, there's been a lot of talking. We had a committee meeting last night for a couple of hours to discuss the practical things of how we put stuff in place, all the things that we're familiar with, like social distancing and sanitation and cleaning and all those kind of things to keep us safe. So it's a whole new world, but we just got to go with it.
And did you find that there were quite a lot of kind of rules and regulations that you had to check out? Do we have this? Do we have that? Or separations, distances, all that kind of stuff? Did you have to kind of pace your own church and go, what do we have space for?
Yeah, well, that is exactly right. Yeah, it's all of those things that we're very familiar with. But in churches, it's maybe a little bit more difficult because it's a place where people want to come together.
Yeah.
And hug each other and sing. I mean, praise is such a big part of what we do.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And some places are going, let's not do singing because it creates these particulates in the air. I don't know. What's your own feeling on that?
Well, I mean, the advice is not to sing at the
not
moment,
sing,
and
yeah.
So we're not going to.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we can't, have someone sing a song as a performance kind of thing.
Sure.
We're just kind of feeling a way. These first three Sundays in July, we're using as, because what we've been doing is pre-recording our services.
Yeah.
Which has been great. Well, we have many people involved. Then I do my talk. We've got people praying. Just people speaking. We see the boys and girls. We see everybody, and that's been wonderful. And we're going to continue that for the next 3 weeks. But we're going to open our church for people to watch the video in church. So they can be in there, and it's going to be kind of strange in a sense. But at least we're going to open our doors. People, if they'd like to, if they feel comfortable to, can come back in. And we will have things roped off. We'll have hand sanitizers on the way in. We're going to have a one-way system around the church so people don't pass each other. But these first three Sundays, we'll be watching something, and we'll be kind of using it as a way of feeling our way into what it's going to look like. And then on the fourth Sunday, we'll do a service proper, a live service, so to speak. So that's when it will get more interesting. At the end of the month,
it sure will. I take your point. It's actually, the reopening is much more complicated than the shutting down, because you kind of lock down and it's just like, okay, everybody go home. We'll do this by Zoom, or we'll do this by whatever. Whereas this is, how do you kind of tentatively make steps back into openness?
Right.
And it's tricky, isn't it?
Very tricky. Yeah, I mean, initially when it was awful having to stop.
Sure.
I mean, that was awful. But it just suddenly came. It was like a shutter came down and we had to find our way. Especially with technology, how to keep in touch. And I mean, I'm not technologically very good at all.
Well,
but
you
I've
and me both, man.
I've loved putting it all together and getting people involved. And actually, it's reached a lot of people beyond what we would normally, because there's people all over the world, really, watching some of the stuff that we do, which is really, really, really great. But as we try to feel our way in, what's church going to look like? I feel we can make it a really special occasion coming together. It will be different, but I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. I think it's how we approach it. And actually, I'm quite excited by the challenge of it, and to see what God's going to do through this, because He knows what's happening. He's got it in control. And it's not going to be to the detriment of his church. It's going to be there's going to be blessing in it, I feel.
Absolutely. And there is something kind of very gospel-y about the idea that we've been kind of thrown back out in the street to kind of, look outward again, and look outward and look to people who aren't necessarily in the pews. That's something, there's something very, very kind of gospel about that, isn't there?
Well, yeah, the world seems to be changing fast, and the challenges of the church are many, but I think that can be good. You know, we're shaken out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
Because we get very comfortable doing church. You know, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We get very professional at it, and we can make it look really good.
And we're surrounded really by good. People who agree with us and don't, you know, I'm not saying they don't challenge us. Of course they challenge us. But, you know, at least, again, I was talking earlier on about the echo chamber, you know, at least you know what you have to say is not going to be shouted down or shamed, you know. So it's quite a different thing to go, well, actually, there's a whole world out there needing to hear this stuff.
That's right, and it's very important that they do. So I think it's good for us to be challenged.
Yeah.
As I said, we put a little kind of newsletter out, and I said, we haven't stopped. Church has never stopped, but we've just done things in a different way.
Sure.
And I think that's great. God's always on the move. He's always leading us somewhere, and that's kind of scary because we don't like the unknown. We don't like change. But I was doing a service. We had the privilege of doing an RTE TV service 2 Sundays ago, the 21st.
That's right.
And that was kind of my theme of. You know, I looked through the Bible at the wonderful stories of the like of Joseph or Daniel or the people of Israel or wherever it may be, and they ended up in situations that were not of their choosing, and they were kind of saying, "How did we get here? And what does the future look like?" And they had no idea. But the final question was, "Where is God in all of this?" And over again, God proved to be at the very heart of what was going on. So we have to trust that God's at the heart of what's going on here too. This virus hasn't taken him by surprise. And even though we're all kind of chasing our tails, but you know, he knows what's going on, and we just need to be sensitive to his leading, and who knows what wonderful things will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say to people who are a little bit fearful now about the future?
Yeah, well, that would be a very natural response. So if you feel a bit fearful for the future, you know, that's perfectly understandable, because none of us know. I mean, church-wise is one thing, but my own daughters and their work, I don't know what their work's going to look like or if there's going to be a job for them.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking, you know, just how do we survive? What are we going to do? Where are we going? So it has shaken us all up.
Yeah.
But I suppose for those of us who have faith, the one we need to keep going and coming back to is to fix our eyes in Jesus, you know? And even though we're a bit collywobbly inside and our spirits are like jelly sometimes, you know, to fix our eyes in him, and he's the rock that doesn't move. He's the one thing we can, the one person we can rely on and trust. And just try to do that. You know, I was saying, as I was kind of doing daily broadcasts most of the way through up into the last couple of weeks, and we're saying about this time is a gift, maybe to get physically fit and spiritually fit, you know. And again, this is the challenge of God all the way through the Bible, puts us through times of testing and the unknown, but it's always, when we put our trust in him, it's always for our growth. It's always for our benefit. We don't like it. We wouldn't choose it, but ultimately it is good for us, you know? Over and over again, God tells us people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried about tomorrow, you know? Trust me for today. Like the Israelites in the desert and being, you know, getting the manna and the quail, enough for today. Give us this day our daily bread. And I think we need to live, in a sense, day by day, and realize that we're completely dependent on him. Again, that was kind of the things I talked about in the RT thing. You know, we're not in control. We like to think we're in control, but nobody is.
Sure.
And we're not free. None of us are free except in Jesus. And those great truths we hang on to, and we become fruitful within them. So if you're frightened, that's understandable. But let your fears turn to prayer and trust. You know, Jesus said to the disciples just before he died, you believe in God, believe me, trust me, you know, and we've got to keep trusting him.
Amen.
He is our rock.
Amen. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much. Great talking to you, and been lovely. The inputs and stuff that you've given over the last number of months throughout COVID.
Well, I am going to miss you terribly.
Oh, well, likewise.
We're all going to miss you terribly, and you've been fantastic. And to keep us going through this time, you know, stations like Spirit Radio are so important for bringing truth and not letting fear dominate us, but actually speaking life and truth. And that's what all of you guys have been doing through this period of time and will going forward. But I personally will miss you. You missed you badly, Roland.
Likewise.
Hope we can meet up again.
Absolutely. You're on, man. Thank you. Yeah. God bless you. Gary McDowell, Minister at Presbyterian, Greystones Presbyterian Church in County Wicklow. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.